Welcome to the Ripple Effect Podcast, where we boost confidence, celebrate impactful stories, and be the ripple of change. We are dedicated to sharing inspirational stories from successful women to young listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
We are a group of three high schoolers who are interested in learning about the world through the experiences of women of all ages and backgrounds in the workforce. Three of us are especially curious about what success means for each person and how to develop a work-life balance.
This episode's amazing guest speaker is Mira Haridasa, a producer, product manager at Microsoft, where she works on tooling within Visual Studio Code, including GitHub Copilot integrations, agentic frameworks, and specifications. She earned her bachelor's degree from Purdue University, where she double majored in computer science with a concentration in machine learning and data science, and minored in statistics.
First of all, it sounds like you've made amazing contributions to the tech world. Your job title encompasses a variety of responsibilities and you wear so many different hats. Could you begin by describing your job responsibilities? What do you love most about your role?
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me on the podcast. My job responsibilities, like as a product manager, is mainly to make sure that products that we're shipping, and specifically, I work on VS Code, which is a coding editor that a lot of people use and love to use. And it's very tightly integrated with GitHub Copilot. I guess at a super high level, what I do is make sure that all the features and metrics and aligning with design and engineering and data science folks to make sure that when we're actually shipping features or shipping products within the realm, that they're all going to do really well in the market. And this kind of you look at a lot of different aspects. You look at the customer, you look at, the market and how the feature is going to do in the market, and a lot of that kind of shapes the product that you're going to put out. But that's at a high level what I do.
Wow, that's so amazing. It seems like it's a little bit of business, a lot of data science, a lot of math and technology all encompassed into one job title. That's really cool. We wanted to ask you, what inspired you to pursue a career in tech? Was there a defining moment in your academic life or your personal or professional life when you decided that this was going to be your job, or did you take more of an unconventional path before reaching your current role?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that a lot of people, like with my background, tend to go into software engineering as like as a main career path, or some people kind of venture into data science, which is a more newly minted like career path. But going into product management, I think straight from undergrad was not really, at least when I graduated in 2020, it wasn't what a lot of people were doing. I think I always knew that I wanted to work in tech because, working with, writing code, there's some sort of like, kind of happiness that you get when you're writing code and all your test cases pass in college. And I really enjoyed that. But I think that the product management aspect of it really came because, like you said, I really enjoyed computer science. I liked coding, but I knew that I didn't really want to be, writing code 24 by 7 during my job. And I wanted to have a more consumer-facing role. So what I did is when I was interviewing for my current job, I interned at Microsoft, and that's where I am today. When I got to the interview, they kind of asked me, they said, "You seem like a really good fit for like product management. Do you just want to interview for that?" And I was actually super prepared for like a software engineering internship interview, but on the fly, I just kind of switched and I was like, "Okay, I'm going to go with the flow." And it ended up being a perfect fit for me. So, I think trust your gut, but that's kind of what led me to where I am today.
Well, it's interesting to see how you've taken like sort of an unconventional path, coming out as a product manager, right out of university. But it's good to know that you're where you're meant to be, I guess. And I'm also really interested in data science, so it's really interesting to see the different like avenues you can take with that degree. But it seems like you've sort of established yourself in this field, and I was kind of wondering, pivoting to our next question, if you've ever felt underrepresented in the field. And how have you navigated those moments, especially when advocating for yourself and for others?
Another great question. I think that in tech, you'll hear from everybody that like people in STEM are super underrepresented. And I think a big part of that is also when you're early in career and you join a team of people that have a lot more experience than you, you kind of have this like imposter syndrome a little bit where you're really second guessing like every decision you're making. And the questions you're asking are like, should I even ask this question to people? Will people think that I'm dumb? But I think as you continue to work, especially, and I think that a lot more women have this because, you know, sometimes you're in a room full of men and you're even more scared to kind of just ask a question. But I think that, you know, as you like navigate your, you know, career, like post university, you kind of start finding like a rhythm or like different, you know, technology paths in the company that you kind of stick to or that you like, and then you form, you know, friends or you have colleagues that kind of know you a little bit better. And through that, I guess like a little bit for me, like the imposter syndrome went down a little bit when I could actually trust people at work. And I think that that is like a huge part of, you know, growing in your role and as a woman in STEM and kind of, you know, battling a lot of that like misrepresentation that happens at work. I'm not gonna lie that it still continues today, but it's definitely a great way to kind of make yourself feel heard in meetings and make sure that, you know, you know that you're on the right path and you're doing the best for yourself.
I think, I mean, a lot of our podcast guests have said very similar things that when they're sitting in a room full of men, it's hard to find their voice and to speak up and to ask a question or to share their idea. And they're afraid to make mistakes and to be public about their mistakes or their thoughts. So it's great to hear that you're finding that confidence. And it seems like a formidable experience for every woman in the workforce. Unfortunately, that's something that women have to go through. But it seems like you're finding confidence in navigating your career and making those connections, which is really great. And so we think that those habits lead directly to success. And so we wanted to ask you what your definition of success is, and what does that word mean to you, whether that's personal or professional or both?
I think success is, at least from like my perspective, it's really not about like, you know, climb it, and for some people it might be like climbing, you know, a corporate ladder or, you know, but I think that when you're early in career, the thing that you really want to focus on is really getting to know a technology or whatever you're doing, whatever career path you're working on, making sure that you are the best in one space that you can be. And that's truly something that makes you tick, whatever realm that might be. I work in tech, so I kind of found that in my like first 3 years at Microsoft that I really enjoyed working with developers. I love talking to them. I wanted to understand like what their pain points were. I wanted to hear more about them and kind of ship features and products that were really going to fix problems that they were having. And once I really realized that, I think that it made my job a lot more fulfilling. I was super excited to go to work every day. I made more friends and more colleagues in that specific space in Microsoft, and that kind of led me to like my job today. So I think that like success, at least like when you're earlier in career or when you're just, you know, joining a job from your university, is something more along the lines of finding what really makes you tick and what you're really passionate about. Because when you work in a space like that, everything else will kind of follow. You will get the promotions. You will get, you know, people will notice you at work because everything is coming naturally. So I would probably say that's what I would define success as.
Yeah, I think that's a really holistic perspective on this question. And I think that it is important to maximize your potential wherever you're at and seek fulfillment. And I think it's really interesting to hear how you've found that fulfillment through understanding how you can actually find make a tangible impact on the community around you and come to work knowing that or come to work excited to pursue whatever that day entails. And that kind of leads us to our next question. It seems like you've sort of found that sense of control in your life and fulfillment, but how have you been able to manage both the personal and professional aspects of your life, and what strategies have you learned as you've managed both personal and work responsibilities?
Yeah, I think it gets a little difficult when you're trying to balance the two. I think the first step is to kind of clearly establish like what your team culture is like, what the work hours are like for people that are kind of around you. And I think at upfront, you want to be very clear with like your team or your org that like, you know, these are kind of my boundaries and these are the hours that I work and this is what works for me. And I think once you establish that, you have a pretty good foundation to work from. But I do think that there are going to be times like during work or in any company where you are going to be putting in more hours than you probably signed up to do. And I actually think that that's okay. I think that a lot of learning happens in those situations. But the important part is to remember not to like have that be your like reality every day. I think that it's all about maintaining a balance, making sure that you are doing things outside of work that give you joy or give you fulfillment that have nothing to do with your career. Because honestly, I would say that sometimes when you go to like happy hours or things with colleagues or you're meeting like a CVP, like a corporate vice president at work, it's the conversations about like what you're doing outside of work that actually stick with people, not really what you're doing at work. So to make sure that you're spending the time to cultivate activities and hobbies is actually going to also help you in your career. So that's kind of what I would say about like managing or balancing the both.
I think that's such great advice. Like taking the time to accept the hard, challenging moments and use those hours, those overtime hours to really push and to develop yourself in your career. But at the same time, allowing yourself to be authentic and to develop passions outside of work. And that's really interesting what you said about those human real life experiences. That's what connects people and that's what allows your work to maybe bolster your work success a little bit more. Thank you so much for sharing that. So as we wrap up our podcast, we wanted to ask if you had any advice for the general population or a young woman wanting to enter the field of tech.
I'm trying to think. I think if I had to give some advice, it would basically, I don't think it would be any different from what I said, but mostly that use your time in college to really find a major and find a path that really sticks to you or is something that you're truly passionate about, whatever that might be, and figure out a way to like mold your career around that. The other thing I would say is, you know, your first job is never going to be your last job. So, wherever you join right from your university, it's really going to shape you and it's going to teach you things because your first job is nothing like anything like what you learned in your university. And those first couple of years, I think, are really going to like solidify, is that the right space for you, or do you want to like switch to another area? And take those learnings and really make sure that, you know, you're charting a path forward that is going to bring you happiness and is going to bring you fulfillment at the end of the day. But yeah, I think that overall, things are looking up a lot better for women in STEM. So, I think I would probably just wrap up with those comments.
Yeah, it's as me and Rachel are also like transitioning to our next chapter next year, in our first year of university. It's really important and nice to hear that there are so many resources that we can leverage, and that there are so many learnings along the way that we can use to carve up sort of carve a path forward. But yeah, thank you so much, Ms. Haridasa, for sharing your incredible journey with us from sort of battling misrepresentation to your current role, where you've established yourself as a product manager and as someone who seeks fulfillment in all aspects of life, work, and personally. Your ability to find confidence in a workplace that has historically been male-dominated, and your commitment to making a difference in your community is truly inspiring and reminds us of how rewarding it can be to follow your curiosity, stay true to your values, and stay open to new opportunities.
Your story reminds us of the impact of seeking joy in the workplace and also outside of the office. Your insight on finding balance and celebrating authentic moments are encouraging for our listeners and for us. We're so grateful to have had the chance to learn from your experiences.
And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories in future episodes of the Ripple Effect podcast. Remember, change starts with each of us. Until next time.